economic fixer-in-chief.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we pilfer through all the votes and what the election means and the fallout from the financial crisis. All eyes, of course, are on President-elect Barack Obama. And the question in financial circles around the world is, what's next? The new president has the job of trying to piece together an economic team with some semblance of credibility on Wall Street, and all the while exude confidence and charisma in a shaky financial mess. Not too much to ask for, right? Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning to get a sense of what the market is thinking.
David Henderson, president of Raven Securities, says investors are relieved that politics will now take a backseat to policy. But he says today the markets are not reacting to election results.
Not really. I think we had a nice little pop yesterday. I think people were relieved that the election season was coming to an end finally.
Alan Valdez with Hilliard Lyons agrees.
You would have saw a big reaction to the market if John McCain won. The fact that President-elect Obama won has been baked into the market for a few weeks now. I mean, the polls have showed such huge leads for President-elect Obama that it's really not surprising.
Valdez says investors are back to business. No. The remainder of the third quarter's corporate earnings and the October employment report due on Friday. That report is likely to have a much bigger impact on the markets than last night's vote tallies. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Well, the thinking so far on Wall Street? Sell. Oh, the sad music. Stocks are down by triple-digit margins for the Dow, sliding now by 214. The NASDAQ is down 38, and the S&P 500 index lower, too, by about 20. European markets fell overnight. The bright spot, the only one today, has been in Asia, where markets surged by as much as 3%. Well, the bad news just keeps coming. GlaxoSmithKline, the world's second biggest drug maker, is laying off about 1,000 American sales jobs by the end of this year. The company says it's reorganizing to compete in an increasingly tough market. Search giant Google has nixed plans for a search advertising partnership with Yahoo amid opposition from antitrust regulators and advertisers. The announcement was made, of course, in a blog by Google's chief legal officer. Yahoo says it's disappointed with that decision. In Massachusetts, voters defeated a ballot measure that would have phased out the state income tax by 2010. It would have saved $3,700 per taxpayer on average. Critics say the state would have had to raise property taxes to compensate for the lost revenue. And in California, there's another race that still has some on the edge of their seats. A state measure on the ballot defines marriage as strictly between a man and a woman. It's known as Proposition 8. Early results show Prop 8 passing, effectively outlawing gay marriage in California. And that could suck some money out of the wedding industry in the world's sixth largest economy. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
California already has an estimated 92,000 same-sex couples. When the state's Supreme Court ruled in May that those partners could marry, the wedding industry caught an economic bouquet. Jewelers, event planners, florists, everyone in the business of nuptials has gotten a nice bump. And the procession could have continued if Prop 8 failed and gay marriage was affirmed. A study by UCLA says the state could have seen $370 million in new business in 3 years, with even more gay couples moving to the Golden State. But since Proposition 8 is likely to pass and gay marriage banned, thousands of potential customers will probably be lost in an already tough time. Word is, traditional couples are more thrifty these days as the economy tightens. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at shrinersforkids.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
All right, Barack Obama's been president-elect for what, a few hours now? But already the advice is pouring in. Here's commentator Will Wilkinson with his.
Congratulations, Barack Obama. You're the next president of the United States. Sadly, the government's so broke that even new curtains for the Oval Office are beyond the bounds of fiscal responsibility. Thanks to the war, the Wall Street bailout, the lousy economy, and the drop in tax revenue, your big campaign plans just got a lot smaller. Here's my advice. First, you've got to get spending under control. Yes, bring the troops home and shrink the military. But there's enormous waste in the non-defense budget, too, and you need to go after it. You said we need to cut spending with a scalpel, not a hatchet. Well, if you don't want to leave your kids with a crushing tax burden, you better get yourself a crate of scalpels. Second, drop the xenophobic claptrap. The stuff from the debates about mortgaging our future by borrowing from the Chinese to pay the Saudis has got to stop. We are not and cannot be a self-contained fortress city. It's good that capital markets are international. It's good that energy markets are international. It's good for prosperity and good for peace that we're all in it together. Help save America's economy by making it even more open to the goods and people of the world. Third, get real on the new energy economy. You've been claiming that the government can simultaneously create millions of new jobs, spur growth-enhancing innovation, and save the earth by politically picking winners among energy companies. It's a beautiful dream, but in reality it means nothing more than the greening of corporate welfare and an increase in energy prices. Our struggling economy can't afford that. You've got Congress on your side and the wind of public opinion at your back, which is exactly why you should take it slow. This election was exactly what you said it was, a referendum on the last 8 years of George W. Bush and his coalition. The voters agreed it was time to throw the bums out. But if you overreach, you'll be tomorrow's bum. Remember how popular Newt Gingrich's Contract for America was? Yeah, me neither.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. Find a link to his blog at marketplace.org. That's where we're also keeping close watch on the fallout from the financial crisis inside our website, marketplace.org. Once again, markets down this morning, the Dow down nearly 200 points in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.